On the show today, we have Knoxville Teachers Federal Credit Union's David Underwood and IMM's Michael Ball talking about Knoxville Teachers' remote lending strategy success. So check it out.
NAFQ Services offers a peer-vetted portfolio of trusted providers. Our preferred partners are your proven partners. Their support enables NAFQ to be the most powerful advocate for credit unions. NAFQ Services, supporting credit union success for over 40 years.
Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. We're doing something a little bit different today. We're doing an audio podcast out there for those of you who might be looking for the picture, but we're doing something audio today, a little bit different, but it'll still have some fantastic content. We have on the phone Mr. David Underwood, Knoxville Teachers Federal Credit Union Treasurer, and Mr. Michael Ball, IMM Vice President of Markets and Strategy. Gentlemen, how you doing today?
I'm doing great.
Good, good. Michael, you there?
Doing great, Mike.
Great, good.
Yep, thank you. Doing good.
All right. Hey, so we're talking about a topic today about Knoxville Teacher Federal Credit Union's remote lending strategy. I saw this story in CU Times, and it just totally intrigued me, and I just kind of pursued it, and here we all are today. David, if you can start out here, can you tell us about this your remote lending technology for your members that's turned into such a success? What is it? What's going on here? What are you guys doing?
Well, let me start by telling you, I'm sorry, I'm the reason that we're doing an audio instead of a video today. We're just not that advanced, at least in my office.
That's okay.
This product that we got from IMM or through IMM allows us to do our normal flow of creating a loan all the way up to the point where we normally say to a member, and which office would you like to come into and sign your loan and get your money? That's how we've done it for 85 years since mm-hmm. we were founded in 1932. Now, with this product, we can use a verified email address, send them a link for them to basically click and sign their all the promissory note and the truth in lending and what have you, whatever other disclosure we have with that particular loan. We get a notification that's been done. It tracks it. It does all those things I'm sure Mike's going to tell you about to keep it secure. And then at that point, it goes immediately into our back-end archival system. We know that it's been executed. We're able to book the loan, put the money into the member's checking account, or wire it to a car dealer, for instance, or wherever that money mm-hmm. needs to go. We can disperse it. It really stops the member from being held hostage to their schedule or us being held hostage to their schedule about when they can come in. They can apply for that loan and get it executed without leaving the comfort of whatever room they're in at the time.
Well, wherever they are, basically, or?
Well, they can do it on a PC, they can do it on a tablet, they can do it on their smartphone.
Oh my gosh.
And I talked to a group of new teachers a few weeks ago, and I let them know that I've tested this. You can even execute your loan from the bathroom.
Now that is anywhere. I love it. All right, Michael, I'm going to turn it over to you. I mean, how does this technology work so well for Knoxville Teachers?
Well, it's pretty simple, actually. IMM has been a pioneer of e-signature technology and solutions for credit unions and banks. We provide solely technology to financial institutions. And as a result of that, along the way, we've learned a lot about the specific business use cases and some of the problems that credit unions face today, both in trying to streamline lending processes as well as being able to address enhancing and increasing the level of service they're able to offer their members.
Mm-hmm.
And so our eSign technology does both in person and remote signing capabilities. Knoxville has been using our in-person capability for a while, and here earlier this year added the remote signing capability to their implementation. That now allows them, as David so adequately said, to provide those loan documents through a secure notification. The members will access the system through the notification email, and then they go through an authentication process that makes sure that we actually have the right member mm-hmm. that can be attributed to the actual signing of those lending documents. Once the member has been signed, which generally takes literally a couple of minutes, notification goes right back to the originator of that transaction at the credit union, where they can then immediately proceed to fund the loan or disperse the funds. And essentially, at the end of the day, what we're talking about doing is, first of all, providing a great service to the members, the ultimate inconvenience wherever they are. If they're on an airplane, they can, with Wi-Fi, they can sign their loan documents there. But then the credit union benefits because they're actually able to do more with less resources.
Yeah.
Because things begin to flow so much more rapidly across the credit union. Things that used to take days and sometimes maybe even weeks to get done now literally can happen in a matter of minutes.
Isn't it amazing where we're headed these days? I mean, it's just, I mean, each day something gets more and more exciting with the financial services technology out there. So it's almost fun to kind of implement this stuff.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Very cool. So now, David, getting back to you, why did you guys venture down this road to begin with? Was it kind of answering the bell to the millennial call, or were your members from all generations kind of clamoring for this type of thing? Or why did you guys go down this road to begin with?
Well, that's interesting you had mentioned millennials. We really talked, we had a casual lunch with our rep from IMM, and she mentioned that, oh, we've got this, and I said, tell me about it. It sounds really great. And she did a fantastic job of describing what it would do and how it would benefit us. I was sold within 5 minutes when I went to my board of directors with it. I really talked about membership growth and recruiting, and I said, millennials will, if they don't at this moment, they will tomorrow expect this sort of service everywhere they go.
Right.
They don't really act like traditional human beings. I think that for our members of tomorrow, this will become not just a really cool feature like it is for today, but it's going to be an expected thing.
Yeah.
We want to be at the cutting edge. I know we're not the first customer to do this, but we're in the early edges of the wave there that's going to come with this. We want to be able to say, we've got this. We can do whatever everybody else can. We're a fairly small credit union with very limited resources. We have 35 employees. This lets us be on par with any other credit union or bank out there. We can deliver the same quality product that anybody else can wherever you are. And you ask about success. I do want to mention, just day before yesterday, we did a loan for a member who had gone to South Florida, was there during the hurricane, needed some money to be able to get out of Florida. We were able to get a loan delivered to them on their smartphone in South Florida from East Tennessee, get them some money and get them up off the peninsula with this product. Otherwise, we would not have been able to deliver money to them.
And they would still be there probably.
They'd still be there instead of up here safe where it's just a little bit of scattered grain.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, what a great anecdote. I love that. And that's, I was thinking the same thing as well, David. It's like, this really evens the playing field of what Michael and IMM are putting out there. So it's pretty cool that, any type of financial institution of any size can do what the big boys are doing, or it's really cool how technology is just kind of evening the playing field.
Absolutely. It's an amazing time to be alive. In many ways.
Yeah.
One of the good things.
and Michael also mentioned kind of some of the benefits that it brings to credit unions. You use that example about the gentleman in Florida being able to, get a loan right there on, from their phone and stuff. I mean, how else has it benefited your credit union and ultimately your members?
You know, it's really a fine line on when I talk about this part of the benefit. It gets members paperwork or the bothered equivalent of paperwork done very quickly, which is a terrific thing, except that the members then spend less time in our office, good and bad.
Yeah.
It's more convenient for them. We have less face-to-face time, but we're able to get them serviced so much more quickly.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe that that's going to really be a bad feature for us. It really just allows us to get people serviced in and out, so to speak, so much quicker. So we can really do more with less staff.
Yeah.
I'm not getting rid of anybody, and I'm not closing offices because of this, but we can go at a much higher tempo than we would have been able to with having to have people come in and wait in the lobby till the next rep is available, and then they come in and sign their note and have a conversation and do all that. They just do it, bim, bam, and they're done. And they go on with their day.
Exactly. That's the way it should be. And Michael, did you guys have this kind of had this in mind, what David just described when you guys were developing this technology for credit unions and banks out there?
Yeah, I think we originally saw the vision of appealing, as you indicated earlier, to the new customer demographics that credit unions and banks were going to need to address going forward. And then we began, as we rolled this out into some of the early adopters, we found many different dimensions to the value that was being realized by the credit union itself. Those as far as the goodwill that it affords the credit union to pass on to the membership by offering these next generation services, the convenience it offers, the ease and simplicity in conducting business these days, and then to go flip it over to the other side, the amount of benefits and value that the credit union itself realizes is really exponential. And we've already talked a little bit about streamlining the back office processes and realizing all these new efficiencies. But there's also elements this addresses as far as getting rid of paper, providing higher levels of security because all the information is electronic now and no longer laying on paper documents that can be misplaced and read by nefarious eyes, if you will, and use that information, all the way to even elevating their compliance initiatives because there's detailed audit logs and audit trails that are maintained across the transaction that, again, will provide internal or external auditors with the comfort that these transactions are being managed and followed in a very rigorous and secure fashion.
Yeah, I think that the tracking of it would be so much easier rather than, you know, like you said, having a piece of paper sitting on a desk, it could get misplaced, it could, you know, fall in the trash accidentally, or somebody could take it accidentally. There's so many things that could happen, but digitally, it's, you know, it's seems to be pretty secure and easily accessed as well.
Right, and one other aspect of this, it's that there is no increased risk or legal exposure incurred by the credit union by offering these electronic services. Everything that we do is in full accordance and in alignment with the prevailing legal interpretations of the eSign Act. And everything we do in our product is built around the foundation of maintaining the legal enforceability of that electronically perform transaction just the same way as if it was being performed in traditional wet signature technology.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no doubt. And David, what goals do you have for your credit union using this technology? Sounds like sky's the limit here with this one.
Well, it is. The first goal we have is to stay relevant to our current and future members. And I think this is a really big step in that direction. Being a closed membership traditional credit union, we don't throw up a billboard and drag people in off the street using somebody in a chicken suit. We have to serve a very fixed number of people to the best of our capability, and we are competing with everybody. And this allows us to one more piece of the puzzle to compete with everybody. Our goal would be that really primarily. It's not, we don't have numerical goals. We're not hoping for a particular percentage of our loans. We're not looking for, although I think it will lead to it, we're not looking for a reduction in hiring in the future or you know, increased utilization of the staff. I think that will happen, but that's not a primary goal. It's really member services. Since we rolled this out, really the first day we had it, the first half day that we had this product available to use, we made four loans.
Wow.
And since in the 6 or 8 weeks since we've introduced this product, we've made about 15% of our loans by remote signature.
15%? Wow.
15%.
Wow.
It's blowing up for us. And really, that is a number that will only grow. What we have, I mentioned we're 85 years old. We have 85 years worth of inertia saying, where would you like to go to sign it? We're having to get the staff to remember to say, I can email this to you or email you a link. So really, the growth on this is only going to be upward and positive and big.
Yeah.
As staff remembers to say, we have this.
Yeah.
That's our biggest impediment to the big growth on this is just human inertia.
Yeah, exactly. And how long have you been using it again? I'm sorry.
Late July, about 6 weeks.
Wow,
6, 7 weeks.
That's phenomenal numbers already. My gosh, it's like, you know, a month and a half, basically.
Yes.
That's very cool.
I had to go report to our board of directors that I had made a mistake on this product, and they frowned at me. I said, well, it was a lot bigger than I thought it was going to be, and they seemed pretty pleased. I was excited about it, but I had no idea it was going to be that big that fast.
That's awesome. And you're going to need that extra staff because it sounds like the growth is going to be there and you know, necessary for extra folks to handle the increased workload.
Well, I would love for this to make me hire some more people, but we get a lot more out of each person with this product.
Well, that's good.
As Mike had mentioned. So maybe we can just go along like we are and just continue having some more success with
that
it. I'm very, very happy with it.
Hey, let's wrap up here. Any advice for credit unions who are in the same situation looking to succeed here, David?
Yes. Work with IMM and buy this product. It's not very expensive, and it's very, very effective. And that's a shameless plug for IMM. I don't work for them, and they're not going to send me a check, I bet you. But this is one that I fussed at our rep a little bit about not making me buy this earlier. It's a fantastic product.
Very cool.
We've not found a crack in it yet, and we've not lost a single loan because we misplaced a piece of paper.
So cool.
Everything is where it's supposed to be.
So cool. All right. And, Michael, any final words to wrap up here as well? Give you a last word here.
Well, I just, first of all, I couldn't say anything better or more competently than what David just said, and we appreciate and are happy to hear that David and the credit union is so happy with the solution and their experiences with IMM. I just think that this whole electronic transaction processing arena is really just scratching the surface right now.
Mm-hmm.
And as more and more banks and credit unions are looking to go through their digital transformation strategies, I think is one of the buzzwords out there today.
Oh, yeah.
What's cool is that e-signatures really take those strategies to the next level because it allows you to complete the entire transaction in an electronic or digital state without having to stop and print paper and then abruptly halt that great online experience for the member and then force them to come into a branch to sign documents.
Yeah.
So it's very much an enabling technology, and we're having great success out there and a lot of happy customers, and we're very fortunate and enjoying these times right now.
Indeed, indeed. Sounds like you guys are onto something here. So good job.
Thanks.
All right, guys. Well, thank you so much again, David and Michael. You guys are doing a stellar job there. Keep up the good work, and let's check back in down the road and see how you guys are doing.
Will do. Thank you for having
us. Sounds great.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
NAFQ Services offers a peer-vetted portfolio of trusted providers. Our preferred partners are your proven partners. Their support enables NAFQ to be the most powerful advocate for credit unions. NAFQ Services, supporting credit union success for over 40 years.